Derek, Quinn Snyder came here, back here. Here we go. Quinn Snyder came in and changed things around. What did he change? How did he change it? How did it benefit you?
Quinn did a good job coming in and, you know, stressing defense. Stressing playing with the pace, playing with the pass, basically. And he made all of us, you know, just really buy into moving the ball, sharing the ball, playing unselfishly and on the defensive end, you know, just helping each other out, always having each other's back, you know, just playing as a team. And, you know, I think the guys on the team just bought into it and, you know, everybody got a chance to, you know, have big games offensively and, you know, and have big games defensively. And, you know, it was just a great season for everybody.
With the improvement, not just with you, but with the team in general, where's your excitement level with where this franchise is going?
I'm very excited. You know, it's almost like a different culture, basically. You know, we playing a lot faster than we have in the past. We moving the ball a lot more. You know, hopefully next season we can, you know, put up a little bit more points. We won't be at the bottom of the league in points per game. But, you know, overall, I'm very excited.
Derek, looking back on the season, how big of a change was it for you to move from that center position to the power forward and then play next to Rudy rather than next to Ennis?
It wasn't difficult at all. It was just, you know, playing the center position. You know, every night I'm going against 7-footers, basically. And, you know, it was kind of tough on my body a little bit, but it wasn't nothing I couldn't handle. And playing with Ennis, you know, he was a guy that could space the floor a little bit more out to three-point line. And, you know, everybody know he was good offensively on the post. But, you know, when the trade happened or whatever and Rudy came to the starting lineup, it kind of helped me out a little bit more because it gave me a different type role. Instead of being the second option on the post, I just became the main option on the post. So it helped me develop my offensive game, helped me develop a lot of confidence of being that guy. And, you know, when Gordon went down with an injury, you know, that kind of helped me mentally with becoming like the number one guy on the team. And just figuring out different ways to score the ball and help my team win. But overall, playing with Rudy is a lot different. Defensively, obviously, you know, he can block shots, rebound, help out on the weak side. And offensively, you know, he's a guy down there that's going to offensive rebound, set good screens, and, you know, get guys open.
Overall, how would you assess the season? And did the second half of the season kind of re-energize you moving forward and kind of maybe change your thoughts of how soon you guys might be able to get back to the playoffs?
Yeah, I think at the beginning of the year, you know, it was a learning process for everybody. You know, we lost like 9 straight one time. But, you know, that was a learning experience. And, you know, we learned a lot from it. And, you know, after the All-Star break, you know, we just started playing better as a team defensively, offensively. We learned from our mistakes in the beginning of the year. And, you know, guys just got better. Guys kept working. Quinn kept pushing us in practice every day in the games. And, you know, we just improve. And hopefully we can continue to do that in training camp next year and keep improving.
What about the team are you most optimistic about? What did you see this year that you're really excited to see the growth next year?
I was excited to see, like, guys like Rod, guys like X and Rudy, you know, take that next step after the All-Star break. You know, Rod did a good job of, you know, becoming like a main person on the wing to score the ball. And X finally went in and did a layup and dunked on somebody finally. And, you know, I can't say much about Rudy. Y'all already said everything. But, no, I can't wait the next year, next season, actually, to come back, have a great summer, and see how everybody improved.
Were you guys surprised about their development as we were watching?
No, I seen it in practice every day. He was about doing it in the game. You know, I seen Rudy for 2 years. I seen what he could do out there. Rod, I seen what he can do in practice, but, you know, unfortunately he got hurt, got sick, and, you know, he didn't have a long season. And X, you know, it was about patience with him anyway, so. You know, I was happy he came down the lane and laid it up and hit a floater one time. I'm like, dang, it's about time, man. So, you know, hopefully he can keep improving in that.
You'd mentioned that you hope to see a offensive improvement next year. How do you feel that happens building off what you did this year? How do you feel that improvement can happen next year?
with guys having a year up under their belt in Quinn's system, basically, you know, it was a new system for everybody. Everybody was trying to find their role, find their spots on the team, where they're going to take shots, how they're going to be using the offense. And, you know, we went through all that this year. So next year, everybody got pretty much a pretty good idea on their role on the team and where they're going to get shots at and how they're going to get their shots off and within the offense. And, you know, obviously, hopefully, you know, we can shoot a little bit better next year. And, no, just be a better team. And I'm pretty sure everybody's going to have a great summer. You know, in training camp next year, you know, it's going to be fun.
Derek, obviously you worked on your face-up jumper, and it showed this year. So what is it in the offseason now? Is there one thing that said, okay, I want to do this and accomplish and get really good at that like I did with the jumper this year?
No, I'm still working on my post game. You know, my face-up jumper was just something I worked on because guys was basically giving it to me because they didn't want me to drive past them. That, so they were just giving me the jumper. So, you know, now that I showed that I could make that jumper, now I got to find a counter to that. You know, guys playing me different ways. Now teams playing me differently. They starting to double team me now, starting to play me with a guy in the paint so I don't have nowhere to go. So now I just got to figure out different ways to score the ball in the post. And, you know, hopefully extend my range to the three-point line.
Everybody talks about how, and you referenced this too, the improvement after the All-Star break. Was there a change of team chemistry after the All-Star break?
It wasn't no change of chemistry. It was just, I think it was bound to happen either way. If the trade didn't happen or if the trade happened, we was going to get better defensively anyway because how we worked in practice. How, you know, Quinn kept pushing us in practice on the defensive end of the ball. And, no, I think it was just bound to happen anyway.